Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome and thank you for joining the conference call of the F&M Group on Q1 2021 results. As a reminder, all participants are in listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Should anyone need assistance during the conference call, they may signal an operator by pressing star and zero on their telephone. At this time, I'd like to hand the microphone over to Ms. Valeria Minazzi, Investor Relations Manager of the group. You have the floor.
Thank you. Thank you, and good afternoon to you all, and welcome to the presentation of the results of the F&M Group as at the 31st of March 2021. Ms. Valentina Montanari, the CFO of the group, and myself will lead you through the latest developments and the results of the group in Q1 2021. Let me remind you that at the end, you will have the possibility to ask questions. This being said, I'll hand you over to Ms. Montanari.
Now, good afternoon to you all, and welcome. We are now going to present the data, the results of Q1 2021, the first period in which we are consolidating the data of the newly acquired company, Milano Serravalle, Milano Tangenziali. The acquisition was completed on the 26th of February 2021. We are going to present the reported data, taking into account the consolidation of Milano Serravalle as of the 26th of February 2021, and the pro forma data, where we simulate a like-for-like situation. That is a consolidation of that company as of the 1st of January 2020. Like-for-like in terms of different quarters. If we see the different results, revenues, reported revenues go up to 21% from 71.7 million of 2020 first Q to 87 million euros of first Q 2021 because of the consolidation of Milano Serravalle. Adjusted EBITDA +18.6%, EBIT +7.3% from 9.6 to 10.3. Adjusted net profit, which we mean before the data of consolidated companies at equity, -22.1%. As we shall see during the conference call, in the period, we are comparing 3 months of 2020, which were affected by the pandemic only in the month of March, and 3 months in 2021, which were affected by all of the 3 months because of the restrictions caused by the pandemic, which, as I said, affected all of the first quarter of 2021. The net financial position following the acquisition of the target company, that is Milano Serravalle at the end of February, is at 753 million euros. The net financial position was almost down to zero, 43 million euros at the end of December. Please remember that between the end of 2020 and January 2021, we obtained the ratings from Fitch and Moody's with a stable outlook. Now, the pro forma data can be much better compared. Now you can see revenues -3.9%, so from 121.4 million euros to 116.7 million euros. We will see later on the impacts on the different businesses, and then the adjusted EBITDA from 44 to 35.4, EBIT from 26.2 to 17.8 million. Adjusted net profit is still positive from 18.3 million euros to 11.3 million euros, considering also the fact that there are a number of support measures which have been recognized by the government with the issuing of a number of decrees, support measures given to the local transport system. NFP, as we said before, is similar. The data that we mentioned before, at this point, I'll hand you over to Ms. Minazzi, who will get into the different details of the data. Thank you very much. I will start from the dynamics of mobility demand in the period for the different businesses in which we operate. Let me remind you also that the comparison quarter on quarter is particularly relevant, meaning the fact, meaning that in the first quarter of 2021, we had 3 full months affected by the pandemic of COVID-19, that is, limitations or mobility restrictions affecting all the 3 months of Q1 of 2021, whereas the pandemic effects in 2020 only affected the month of March. As you can see, in all the business, we have a reduction of performance in Q1 2021 and Q1 2020. And we also place on the chart the data relating to Q1 2019. As to road transport, the reduction is quarter on year on year 32%, whereas when it comes to the reduction of services provided by FNA and a lower reduction in services offered by ATV in the Veneto region. Please remember that the bus transportation has been relatively impacted by the pandemic, especially the local school buses that had to put in place measures of social distancing. So considering the reduction of demand, and we shall see that later on as well, 2021 sees revenues in line with that of last year because we had to provide a continuity of service. As to MISE, Milano-Serra Valle, that is the motorway infrastructure, in this case we have a reduction, though less significant, that of road transportation. You can see minus 12.8% versus Q1 21 and minus 23.6% versus Q1 2019. Traffic recovered in the first quarter of 2021 on that motorway, and over and above the recovery of traffic, we are seeing a level of vehicles similar to that of the pre-pandemic condition, 140,000 light vehicles versus 144,500 vehicles in 2019. Also a slight reduction in heavy traffic, as you can see. As far as Trenord rail transport, a meaningful reduction, minus 46% in Q1 2021 versus Q1 2020, and minus 30.2% versus Q1 2019. Now, on this slide, we shall go through this very, very rapidly. It's a summary of the impact on revenues and the EBITDA on the different segments. Well, please notice the fact that the impact of COVID-19 was partially compensated by a number of support measures issued by the government on road local public transportation, which is the only segment which shows a positive data both on revenues and EBITDA. And this is what Ms. Montanari mentioned before. Let me move on to the other two segments. There is railway infrastructure management and Roscoe and services, which have been less impacted by the pandemic. As to the railway infrastructures, we can see a reduction of revenues quarter on quarter by 2 million euros. This reduction is due to lower proceeds related to the service contract because of lower expenses of orders with the Regione Lombardia for the financing of train, and then on the other hand a lower consideration from the service contract because of the efficiency mechanism included in the contract and the rescheduling of train service with Trenord. This is a COVID-related effect. Trenord had to reschedule the service, and this had an impact on the service contract. Also, other revenues went down. This is due to lower rents from commercial activities, and here we record a one-off which was recorded in 2020, 3.3 million euros related to write-downs of warehouses. EBITDA goes down by 58.2%. The reasons are maintenance, real estate management, including sanification and extraordinary cleaning, and IT systems upgrade, and, however, a lower cost of personnel. Now, the group, whenever possible, has continued to try and cut down on operating costs so as to be able to manage the very difficult situation. As to Roscoe, which is the operations carried out by the parent company, that is the leasing of rolling stock and cargo trains to Trenord or corporate services, here you can see a reduction by 0.8 million euros quarter on quarter, which is on the one hand related to lower revenues from rolling stock leasing due to the renewal of leasing contract on TAF trains. However, this was partially compensated by new leasing contract for locomotives and TILO trains leased to Trenord and DB Cargo. Other proceeds or other revenues went up and compensated the reduction from revenues of leasing, and I'm referring especially to services provided to group companies, IT services basically, and then we have a positive one-off related to the sale of a building, 0.2 million euros in 2021, and we also have to account in a reduction of proceeds related to advertising. Now, the EBITDA basically is down because of lower revenues, and then we have lower cost of personnel and higher operating costs. Let me now move on to talk about the other two businesses, which have been mostly impacted by the pandemic. As to the road passenger mobility or road passenger transport, basically our operations in Lombardy and Veneto and the car sharing operation. Please remember that when it comes to bus mobility services in Lombardy and Veneto, these are done through contracts which have been extended until the end of the year. Here you can see an increase of revenues, which is basically related to higher proceeds from service contracts. Why? Well, because these were due to the support measures that the government issued through a number of law decrees in 2020, but also in 2021. Support or compensation measures make up for lower proceeds from public contracts, but also higher costs that we had to, you know, implement to guarantee social distancing, but also to guarantee the bus service. Support measures amounted to 3.5 million euros overall. On the other hand, also transportation revenues have increased. We see also higher revenues related to outsourced transport services and car sharing, which offset lower proceeds from ticketing, which is related to a lower demand for transport. Now, revenues, although road passenger mobility revenues went up year on year, however, there is a reduction versus 2019 by 22% as a consequence of the pandemic. As to the adjusted EBITDA, here again we see an increase which amounts to 0.8 million euros. This is due to higher revenues, but also to higher costs, which are basically due to outsourced transport services to guarantee school bus services, but also to guarantee the cleaning to the bus fleet that we have. There has been an increase year on year by 0.7% versus the previous year, which led year on year to higher costs. As to the motorway infrastructure management, that is the new BISE of Milano Serravalle, of MISE, now revenues went down by 7.4%, which is due to a lower traffic, whereas tolling hasn't changed. Now, lower traffic actually affected tolling revenues, and also low revenues from service area concessions. As to the EBITDA in this business, it went down by 6.1 million euros because of the lower revenues and because of higher operating costs due to maintenance and safety, higher energy consumption and costs, and higher IT costs. Moreover, we also had in this business higher labor costs, which are basically related to the result bonuses, which last year were not paid because of the uncertainty of the COVID-19 pandemic. So let me now move on to see the evolution of the EBITDA to net result on a pro forma basis. Now, the EBITDA was impacted by development costs, extraordinary expenses, 1.5 million euros. D&A went down because of lower D&As on motorway infrastructures and on road transportation. EBIT 17.8 million euros versus 26.2 of the previous year. Then also, an impact is due to net financial expenses, which are related to the growth of the debt. As Ms. Montanari said before, the MISE acquisition was funded by resorting to a bridge loan, as we shall see later on, and the company consolidated the net financial position of MISE, of the Milano Serravalle. Within the net financial income item, last year we had a positive one-off of 1.1 million euros related to the disposal of Lotto Italia. Now, taxes went down because of a lower taxable base, And the major effect on the bottom line is basically due to the negative contribution of companies consolidated at net equity. Why? Because APL and Trenord suffered the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. We, as a matter of fact, see that the result of companies consolidated at equity amounted to €13.2 million, despite the compensatory and support measures from the government, which went up to €21.8 million. These are the two companies that had an impact on the overall result of the group. So the quarter closes with a loss of €2.7 million compared to €11.6 million of Q1 2020. Now, as to the cash flow, here you can see the cash flow of the period. The positive contribution of the EBITDA plus €22.2 million. Please remember that in this case, we are not speaking of the pro forma EBITDA, but of the reported EBITDA, which is partially offset by a negative evolution of the net working capital, minus €12 million, due to advances to suppliers, due to the progress of orders of rolling stock financed by Regione Lombardia, financial expenses minus €0.14 million, and then investment paid minus €59 million. Related to service to infrastructures and a new tiller with two locomotives. Moreover, there are investments here on the motorway infrastructure. Another significant impact, as we can see on this slide, but also later on, is related to the acquisition of MISE. Let me move on to the next slide, which shows the change in the consolidated net financial position. The adjusted net financial position moves from €43.7 million to €718 million. Part of it, around €15 million, is related to the management of investments. On the other hand, we have the MISE effect, which is €650 million, €526 million of which are related to the acquisition price of a stake of 82.4% from Regione Lombardia, plus the second tranche of the acquisition that was paid in Q1 2021 to Gavio, €7.8 million. And then we have €133 million related to the net financial position of MISE, with a gross debt of €256 million, which is made up for €163 million of cash. Now, you are, I believe, familiar with the evolution from the adjusted net financial position to the reported net financial position due to the timing effect due to advances on the supplies of trains. As Ms. Montanari said before, the debt is in line with our forecasts at the time of our announcement of the acquisition of the company, and it was also in line with the parameters required by rating agencies if you want to continue to have a stable outlook. Now, All of this will help us to have a more efficient structure in the long term, and this will also perhaps lead us to think about coming onto the market to be financed. On the right, you see the chart about the breakdown of the gross debt. And here you see the bridge loan, 620 million euros, which is the most important part, which we used to complete the acquisition of MISE, including the Gavi stake. Now, such a loan has the latest maturity on the 28th of January 2022, and it is or it accounts 57% of our debt. The company has a liquidity headroom of 140 million euros, which supports the liquidity position of the group. So at this point, I'll hand you over to Valentina for the outlook and the guidance. Now, thank you. Following the overview of the data of the quarter, let's now try and understand what we think about 2021. So here you can see our outlook. On the slide, we are basically in line with our previous outlook. Basically, the railway infrastructure management and Rosco services, we see them as stable, both for revenues and margins, similar to what we announced or what we have seen in 2020. As to the road passenger mobility, or bus transport in Lombardy and Veneto, we have a moderately negative impact on revenues. Well, this is due to the fact that in 2020, but also in the first part of 2021, there are a number of compensation measures issued by the government, which will help the sector make up for the reduction of revenues of ticketing. Now, as to the motorway infrastructure management, we classified as yellow, so not so strong impact. In 2021, we have perhaps a greater uncertainty, which is related to the not having a clear idea about the financial support measures that the government will issue. Since these are still assumptions, we basically are conservative in our estimate. Now, revenues will, as I was saying, motorway infrastructure will slightly go down. We expect that traffic will remain slightly lower, especially for heavy-duty traffic, and will especially reduce for light-duty traffic. There will be still a negative impact on margins. We assume a slight recovery, but we will not go back to the pre-pandemic levels. As to Trenord, we basically confirm what we said before by when talking about the bus transportation, meaning that we do not know what kind of government support measures will be issued in 2021 to make up for the reduction of revenues and services. Now, let's see now the targets. We see here two columns. There is one including the consolidation, which with time will gradually wear off. And then we have a second column with a like-for-like basis. Now, on the first column, consolidation of MISE reported results, you see plus 70%. But as you can see, with the continuation of the consolidation, it will have a greater impact. And then the adjusted EBITDA, it will double, but it will not go back to the pre-pandemic levels. But for us, this is very important. The EBITDA margin, it will go up by 7%, and it will allow us to say that through this acquisition we can diversify the regulatory risk and the diversification of our operations. And you can see that also when we indicate the revenues for the different business. Now, Roscoe and Services accounted for 30% of revenues before acquisition, but accounted for 80% of margins. Now, because of the acquisition, there is a greater dilution of the different businesses in a different manner, of course, depending on the importance of the business. And this allows us to say that business has been diversified and the regulatory risk as well. The net financial position, as Valeria said, went up considerably, but this increase was expected, but it will remain within the requirements of the rating agencies that will help us to remain an investment-grade company in 2021 and forward. As to the debt maturities, we will start the refinancing process shortly. Now, considering the short maturity of the bridge loan, we might take into consideration some market transactions, as we always said when we announced and spoke this operation. If we consider the scope of consolidation and the targets like for like, revenues in 2021 will be in line with what of 2020, considering any possible support measures from the government. As to the EBITDA, we shall have a slight increase, low single digit, we write here, just to give you a an indication of the amount, and the EBITDA margin will be in line. In 2020, all of operating businesses put in place a number of activities to reduce costs, which allowed us to show that the group was resilient overall. So this is the estimates for 2021. Well, at this point, we can start the Q&A session and take your questions. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star followed by one on their touchtone telephone. To remove yourself from the question queue, please press star and two. Please pick up the receiver when asking questions. Anyone who has a question may press star and one at this time. Now, the first question from the Italian conference by Stefano Gamberini, Equitas SIM. Now, good evening to you all. I have three questions. Now, first of all, about the refinancing of the debt. When do you think will be the appropriate time to refinance the debt, I guess, to extend the maturity? And what is the duration that you are confident with, given the structure of your operations? And what is the average cost that you may estimate by extending the average maturity? I'm saying this also taking into account the market conditions, and especially the bond market, which are showing an increase in the cost of debt. Second question about the guidance that you announced for the end of the year. Now, FNM alone, or standalone. At the end of the year, it had an EBITDA growth by 20%. I'm speaking of FNM standalone without the government support measures in or to public road transportation. You have received support measures from the government. You see, you know, Roscoe service revenues are stable, if not slightly decreasing. So how do you see road transportation going forward, and what is the standalone EBITDA? And then a question about Mise. Now, you now have a stake of 96%. Is your goal going that of going up to 100%, or are you going to reduce the stake to finance or to fund your company? So what is the final goal, or what is a way to further enhance the value of Mise? Now, as to the question about refinancing of the debt, we are thinking about this in this period. Now, we have maturities on the 28th of January 2022, so we're not in a hurry, but we are considering any opportunity. And so we, of course, are considering both bank opportunities, but also market opportunities. As to the duration, we would be happy with a mid-term duration, which is in line with a stable financial structure in the mid-term or for a term covering a business plan. Now, we are thinking of, you know, remaining in the range of debt which is attributed to investors that have a stable outlook from rating agencies. As to the guidance, I do not know whether, Stefano, you are referring to the like-for-like guidance. There is FNM as it was in 2020, excluding Mise. So it's the slide 42 for the full year results of 2020, and there was an indication adjusted EBITDA decreasing by 20% without the support measures of the government. I'd like to know whether this guidance too is confirmed. Yes, it is confirmed. We removed it from this presentation because we are now speaking about the group, including Mise, and so we gave a reported FNM plus Mise accounts and pro forma FNM plus Mise accounts. So I confirm that revenues are going to be in line, EBITDA is going down by around 20%, considering, however, that in that guidance we did not include any type of financial support from the government. You know that in the first quarter, results are starting to include the support measures. And during the year, we will have a greater idea of what such support measures are going to be. Now, the third question is about the stake you have in Mise. Are you going to go up to 100%, or are you going to go down? Now, we are investors, and we do not need to make, you know, acquisitions in this case, but we will have to kind of try and understand what price that 4% is going to be valued. But at the moment, we do not see the need to either go up or go down in our stake. So we're not thinking about selling part of our stake. We have a sustainable debt, as I said before. Ms. Minazzi, Ms. Montanari, at the moment there are no other questions from the conference call.
Well, thank you very much. So if there are no other questions, we can conclude the conference call. So thank you very much. So the webcast is now over. And as usual, we are available to answer any other question you may have. And we hope you will join our conference call for the disclosure of the 6 months of 2021.